Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. We still don't know the true origins of COVID-19, but if you had a wild conspiracy theory that it was created to destroy freedom in all English-speaking countries, it wouldn't be a bad theory. Because everywhere the English language is spoken, it seems, centuries of freedom have been obliterated in the name of containing a virus that most people are at near zero risk from. In Canada, the cops will show up at your church on Easter to shut down services. In Australia, people were banned from leaving the country or crossing state lines. They've gone through multiple waves of strict lockdowns. They force people to download phone apps to confirm that they are where they say they are. Police will even walk up and inspect your coffee cup to make sure it really contains coffee to ensure that you're actually allowed to pull your mask down outside. And then there's the United Kingdom, which has some of the most horrifying behavior of all. Just like New York State, under Governor Cuomo, here in the United States, the UK had an extremely deadly first wave of coronavirus, and it fell disproportionately on senior care facilities, where deaths were absolutely off the charts in April and May of 2020. But were the seniors there really dying of COVID, or were they actually dying of government misconduct? One thing that's now confirmed is that doctors in British care facilities instituted a blanket do not resuscitate order for all patients under their care during the outbreaks. You heard that right. Without doing anything at all to assess individual patients, they just decided that if any patients stopped breathing, they would simply let them die. Now all of that is under investigation, because they have found evidence that thousands of patients admitted to the hospital were almost immediately tagged with DNR orders. And these orders were especially likely to be given to patients who were disabled in some capacity, including if they had an intellectual disability that made them unable to consent to a DNR order. It's not hard to figure out what was happening there. British doctors and health administrators and possible government officials were making the decision to let the weak and undesirable die off rather than trying to save them. These aren't wild theories. We know this happened. You can read about it in the major British newspapers if you'd like. But what if it goes even further than that? AJ Roberts is a 15-year veteran of the British Army and now hosts the AJ Roberts Show. He says that he has incriminating evidence against former British Minister of Health Matt Hancock. He says that under Hancock, Britain's socialist healthcare system ordered care homes to use drugs like midazolam and morphine, which instead of saving patients' lives, actually caused their deaths. These government-induced deaths were then blamed on coronavirus and used to force the public to accept mask mandates, universal vaccination, and everything else. AJ Roberts joins us now. This sounds like premeditated murder. Am I overstating this?
No, not at all, Stu. I think it's very well put. And yeah, that's absolutely correct. There's a document that was produced and some incriminating charges produced against the British government, a number of people within the government, namely Matt Hancock, Christopher Whitty is the chief medical officer, amongst other people. There's an 18-page document that was produced, which has gone into sort of like a public inquiry. And it's got lots of incriminated evidence that thousands and thousands of elderly and vulnerable people across care homes and healthcare settings across the UK were more or less starved, dehydrated, left in isolation. So obviously it would give the effect that they were entirely on their way out and it was their last days. They were then given midazolam, put on ventilators if they needed to, and they passed away, all whilst, like you said, having DNR slapped on them. At the same time this was happening, obviously there was a complete ban from anybody attending the care homes. So friends, family, loved ones, even people that, you know, were the next of kins, had no chance of really seeing what was going on. Obviously, there's whistleblowers that have come forward. There's care workers. There's nurses. But unfortunately, although it happened in the thousands in that period, in the March and April of 2020, and the similar things happened in the United States with remdesivir, as Dr. Brian Ardis has shared on both our shows, it's something that's actually still happening, unfortunately, within the UK. Not on such a grand scale, but there's a protocol at the moment where people are going into hospitals, they're going and having a chest x-ray, their PCR test is coming back positive every single time, and they're then given remdesivir, which obviously then attacks their kidneys, attacks their lungs, and they're then put on a COVID ward, given midazolam, given put on a ventilator, and 9 times out of 10 don't survive, and then labelled as a COVID death, as we all know. This is a stark reminder of how sinister this is, and it's not just happening in this country; it's happening in other countries now. This isn't just brand new news that I'm sharing with you here. This is been known for a little while. It's just getting out there to people to understand. The people I've had on my podcast in the past that have had loved ones that have been taken in this manner, of people reaching out to them every week asking for their help because their loved one's gone in, of an elderly age with a bad hip. Given a PCR test, comes back positive, put on a COVID ward, and the protocol starts.
Has the UK media covered any of this?
None at all. They won't. It's none at all. It's been completely squashed. And I think we're going to come to a point where the health minister in the UK has already talked and primed the British public like they love to do. They love to prime the public with what's going to happen. About talking about the NHS staff going to need mandatory vaccinations. I definitely think without a doubt this will have, it will end up having a lot of NHS staff coming forward talking about what's really been happening. Obviously a lot of them, similar to other countries, have been very forced into being in the position they're in through gagging orders, threatened with their jobs, their livelihoods, some of them single parents. It's a sinister world we have going on within healthcare settings in all our countries.
Are you hopeful that the masses will soon learn the truth?
I'm hopeful they will, as long as it gets out quicker, sooner rather than later, really. This is why shows like yours is absolutely fantastic to help that. And just other sort of media, alternative media, sharing, how terrible this story is and just how much it needs to get out there. Because at the end of the day, the first wave of COVID deaths was as a result of thousands of people in care homes being murdered, and the British public, as unlike other countries, being told that it was all these people dying of COVID, which then led to mask mandates, vaccination programs coming out, which, as we all know, started off quite relaxed and mandatory. Voluntary, and now we're in a position where, kids, it's rolled out here with kids, and they're being completely coerced through education settings and schools. We've had deaths in children in the last few weeks. But I think luckily for us, it's a good thing. We've some people on behalf of one of the parents of one of the victims has actually went to the police with account, press charges of murder against the vaccinators. And they accepted the charges. And they actually had a crime number given to them, which is a huge, huge step. So that's actually in progress now. Other children have since died, unfortunately. Many have collapsed in classrooms suddenly. I've just seen popping up in the actual mainstream media and in the local mainstream media, loads and loads of stories of kids dying suddenly. It's absolutely tragic what we're seeing here.
Who is the accused in the murder case?
I believe it is the school and the vaccinator.
That's news to us. So we're going to keep a close eye on that, and we hope to hear back. I'm out of time right now, but I want to dig further into that as well. AJ Roberts, thank you so much for coming with all of this. We really appreciate your reporting.
As always, too. It's great to give you guys a bit of a catch up of what's happening across the pond.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Stu.
That's news to me breaking here. That is great news. In the UK, prosecutors have accepted murder charges for a school and the person who inoculated a young child who then later died after being shot up with these jabs being falsely referred to as vaccines that have proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. We're going to follow that story very closely. I want to remind you about our good friends over at steponsocks.com. Make sure that you get there right now, steponsocks.com. I'm convinced that these socks will soon be hanging in the Patriot Museum when we have an honest and fair media again that is reporting that the Patriots defeated tyranny once again, and we restore liberty and individual freedoms to this country and around the world. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Find the classic version there, the globalists that you would love to step on. A few of them named on the bottom of the classic version: Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden. How about these ones? How about the Trust in God sock? Here's my white pair. Here's my red pair. I'm wearing the blue pair right now. The Step on Sin all day long. You can step on sin all day long. Plus, Second Amendment flags, the brand new Trump 1 flag, and silver. Get your silver. I'm awaiting my second shipment of silver from steponsocks.com right now. Get there right now. Founded by Patriots, a three-pack of these socks for just $17.76 and all kinds of other great things that you'll find at steponsocks.com. Well, Diane Capps received the Moderna shot back in April. She got the second dose on April 19th. 4 days later is when her troubles would begin. The first symptom was a chain of headaches on the right side of her face. According to Diane, these headaches were so severe that she felt like her right eye was going to pop out of its socket. The headaches continued for months. Her doctor thought that it might be an allergic reaction to an antibiotic she was given, but it wasn't. She then went to visit a neurologist who couldn't find any cause. But there were more symptoms on the way: rashes on her face, her neck, her torso, her left arm. She says that they're painful and they itch constantly. Diane went back to her doctor, who prescribed more shots and more medication. Right now, Diane says that she's taking prednisone and hydroxychloroquine twice a day each. Diane sent us photos of these rashes popping up on her body, and it's exactly as she says. They're all over and they look painful. Diane joins us now. Take us through the story.
Well, like you said, I got my last shot on April 19th and my symptoms began on April 23rd of 2021. At first, they started as a series of headaches that were behind my right ear, pulsating behind my right eye. And it felt like my eye was going to pop out. This went on for several months, but I went to my doctor and I had been given a prescription to Cipro by another doctor, and we thought it was an allergic reaction to the Cipro. So he started me on a series of Rocephin shots and steroid shots for 1 week. And at that time, he also began to think it might be a vaccine-related injury. But he put the magnet on my right arm where I was injected, and the magnet did stick. And I walked around the room with it on for about 15 minutes, and it never fell off.
Your doctor did this?
Yes.
Okay.
He's anti-vaccine. And so he sent me to a neurologist who really couldn't find a cause, but ruled out everything, but just said it's probably cluster headaches. And he put me on a shot for 2 months, once a month. And I reported back to my GP, who told me to get off of the shots if they weren't going to help. After that, I started breaking out in rashes. And you've seen the pictures. I didn't put any makeup on today, so you could kind of see. You can see the right side of my face and my chest. I don't know if you can see it. And I have a big place on my back. I've also had a new breakout on my stomach and arms. They start out as a small looking bite, similar to an insect bite. And then overnight they multiply. And the one on my back is probably the size of a baseball. They itch horribly from the inside out. They're leaving scars on my face, my neck, my back. I went back to my doctor, who put me on a Medrol pack and steroid shots for 2 weeks, plus magnesium, because my magnesium level had fallen after the shot. I went back about 3 weeks ago, and he put me on prednisone 2 times a day and hydrochloroquine 1 time a day. along with numerous vitamins and other supplements. And the sores become very inflamed when I don't take the prednisone, and they whelp up, and they look horrible. And
what led you to get this shot, these inoculations? What led you to do that?
Peer pressure, mainly.
People were shaming you for not having it? I mean, how did it happen?
I was against the shot from the beginning, and a friend of mine talked me into it because I have a low autoimmune system, and she said it would probably help, but it's backfired on me and made my immune system even lower.
Yeah, which is what we have heard from a lot of experts on the program, is that antibody-dependent enhancement, the weakening of the immune system, more easily susceptible to other natural viruses that your body would normally fight off with its God-given immune system. I'm sorry that you're going through all of this. What would you tell anybody who's considering these jabs being falsely referred to as vaccines now? You know, a lot of people, Diane, are under the impression that the FDA has approved these vaccines. That is not true. There is no FDA-approved shot for COVID-19, there is no FDA-approved vaccine available in the United States. There is not. That is a complete lie that the media is pushing.
Well, I don't really call it a vaccine. I mean, you know, in my opinion, it's genocide. Doctor you had on there, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name, Dr. Majid, M-A-D-E-J.
Carrie Madej, yes.
And the day she showed an interesting video of the shot under the slide where the living organism was jumping around on the screen. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. Yes, vividly.
But that was really scary to me. And I would certainly urge people who have a low autoimmune system to really think about having this shot. I don't call it a vaccine.
I just don't see any benefit from it at all. It doesn't give you any immunity, and there's a whole lot of danger and, you know, things associated with these shots. I just don't see any reason why anybody would get it. And I'm not trying to beat you up here.
No, I agree with you 100%. And if I knew now what I knew then, I would not have taken it. I wish I had had more information given to me on it. And I think that's where our medical profession and pharma companies are falling short and not giving us the truth about what's in the vaccine and how they can harm you. My husband did not take the vaccine, and he's been on
hydroxychloroquine, yes,
for a year now and has had no problems. So,
well, you know what? The information that you hope that other people have, you are here providing right now.
Yes. And if I can help one person, that's what I think God wants me to do. God led me to your program. And if just one person hears what I have to say, that's all I want. I just want people to be more informed and to find out what's in these vaccines. You know, Moderna never had made a human vaccine before. And Moderna is the shot I took.
Well, we have the same hopes, and that's why we're here doing this every single day. And we're going to be praying for you, Diane. And
thank you so much.
We pray every day for those that watch and view, that they will be able to ingest and share this information with others. And we want your story to go far and wide. Diane Capps, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
So much for having me, Stu. I appreciate it.
Of course. Please pray for Diane. Pray for Diane and pray for everybody else who has been misled by this propaganda machine and these complicit doctors who are flat out lying to people and concealing shots that have been proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. Some information that I cannot stress enough is how important it is that you go to ZStackProtocol.com. Dr. Zev Zelenko saved thousands of lives of high-risk COVID patients, 99.9% in that high-risk group, he saved with early treatment protocol. He has now made that protocol available in a one-pill form that you take twice a day. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. It's the COVID killer, he says. Quercetin, zinc, D3, all in one capsule. You don't have to worry about proper dosing. You don't have to worry about finding all of the ingredients in one place, running here, running there, taking multiple pills a day. One pill, take it twice a day. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. The genius, the humanitarian, Dr. Zeb Zelenko, put this together for you to save lives. Go there, ZStackProtocol.com. He's the Nobel Prize nominee, the Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee. Dr. Zeb Zelenko, Z-Stack is available right now. I cannot stress enough how important it is. Put it on auto ship. Have it every single month. Stay healthy. Keep your family healthy. And there is some coming for kids as well. That's coming soon. If you're around people that have had these shots, important. If you're around people, if you're outside, hey, just take it. ZStackProtocol.com. Put it on auto ship at ZStackProtocol.com. Well, yesterday, Dr. Carrie Madej came on here to talk about the Hydra organism. That's a biologically immortal freshwater animal that can regrow when cut apart, even reform itself completely when it's blended up. That's pretty cool. But what's creepy is that some people think that they're secretly included in COVID-19 vaccines. And there could be a lot more other creepy stuff going on, too. You know those PCR tests that you have to take constantly at work, at school, or when you travel, as long as you aren't vaccinated, or these days, even if you are? Well, Karen Kingston is back with us today. She says that those tests are being used to collect genome data without our consent, and that may be just the beginning. Karen, thank you so much for being here. What is this now?
Thanks for having me back, Stu. So this has been going on, as we all know, since May, but they didn't disclose to us why they were doing the PCR test, what the intentions were. And it's all related to actually...
It's for my health and safety, obviously. It's to keep me protected from the world-ending plague that is COVID-19. Isn't that right?
Well, that's the world-ending plague was a behavioral insight psyop on the world. We can talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been fooled, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
So what is the real purpose of the PCR test, if not to keep me safe and healthy?
Well, it's to collect the genetic data. And I mean, I'd like to direct people to an article on the Mayo Clinic from May of last year, where they basically admit to this. They talk about, hey, we're going to be launching PCR tests in this country. You've probably never heard about it before, but it's a common test used in microbiology. They talk about that it's a polymerase chain reaction.
PCR However test. You say that.
I can't say that. Anyway, all that is copying and pasting DNA codons. That's basically what it is. And PCR, you can copy, paste. So they look for patterns in your genetic makeup of these different codons that make you what you are as a human being, the diseases you have, everything, your hair color, et cetera, et cetera. You can also do it with other species like viruses and hydras, if you will. But it goes on to say, this is the part that's very alarming, is they say, why are we collecting DNA for testing COVID-19 when SARS-CoV-2 is RNA? It's single helix. So why would you use a double helix test? It was used in HIV because it was a double helix virus. Doesn't make any sense to use it for the SARS-CoV-1 or 2 because that's single helix. And they go on to say is that the structure of DNA can tell you what organism is being looked at. In the case of humans, PCR can identify a person using his or her genetic signature. In the case of COVID-19, researchers have published more than 100 genomes collected from patients to identify the key features of the virus that caused this disease, SARS-CoV-2. Now, this was back in May. If you click on the link in the Mayo Clinic, it'll take you to the NIH website. It looks like they've completed over 1.3 million Americans' genomes, and it's available in a public database, not just to America, but to China, Japan, and all the world. This is a complete violation of the Constitution and our Fifth Amendment. Not only can the government not take our, they can't take our property without due process of law.
Right.
They just took our beingness, the code that God gave us, and it's available to countries around the globe. So you might be asking part of like, why would they be doing this? And here's another alarming thing I want to point out is that they say normally it would take years to develop a PCR test for COVID-19. But just like everything else in COVID-19, they were able to do it in just a few months instead of it taking
Yeah, taking oh, years. We're ready for that. Oh, vaccine, you need one of those? Sure, we got that right here. Oh, FDA approval? Yep, let me just grab that over here. It's real quick. We'll just grab that real quick. Everything. The masks, they were all ready to go. every single response that has been laid out here was all ready to go. I'll tell you why, because this was planned. This was planned years ago. Anyways, go ahead.
It was. And, for, you know, the NIH played a major role in this as well. So the database was going to the NIH website. The NIH also has a new technology in genetic sequencing, not just for viruses, but for sequencing out entire organs or beings. And it's called Ares, A-R-E-S. And it's pronounced Ares as in the god of war. And the god of war turns man's hearts bitter so that he divides and hates, you know, one another and wages war on himself. And literally, it's called Ares. That's what the NIH calls it. And what Ares is trained to do is you can just give it a couple mRNA molecules and it can then structure out an entire virus. Or it can also make predictions about which RNA molecules would be most compatible with what organisms. And it also can actually, in deep learning, promise to solve many other problems in structural biology. So it can actually build out an entire organ with just a little bit of information. So this information they're collecting, I think it's reasonable to assume they're collecting the genome from Americans, feeding it into Ares, and then Ares is figuring out how to then can rebuild a person or rebuild a super person. What's also interesting is the NIH has been sponsoring research for Hydra for more than two decades. And as Dr. Carrie Madej was saying the other day, Hydra is regenerative, right? It can rebuild itself. And on the NIH website, they show an image of it where if you split it in half, it'll just build two new Hydras and then keep building more and more Hydras. But what's interesting is that UC Davis put out an article in 2010, and what they stated in this article, and this is really alarming, because we're also going to go into the studies where they're doing transgenic studies using Hydra. But they said in 2010, Hydra has the same number of genes as humans, about the same number of genes, sharing many similar genes. They also found genes linked with Huntington's disease and with the plaque formation seen in Alzheimer's disease. So Hydra contains the genetic sequences that induce Huntington's disease. Huntington's disease is one of the most debilitating neurological diseases you'll see. And if you take a look at videos of people who are suffering from Huntington's disease, it looks much like those victims who were injected with the vaccine and now have lost control of their neurological system.
The unexplained tremors and all of these things that we're seeing in all of these self-recorded, published TikTok videos and Instagram videos before they're taken down and cast away from society, threatened with physical arrest and prosecution.
Exactly. And that's a manifestation of the genetic sequences that are in the Hydra. Also keep in mind that we're going to get back to that.
You unequivocally saying that Hydra exists in these shots?
Transgenic Hydra does. So transgenic Hydra is like a chimeric virus. It's when you take an organism and then you artificially induce DNA from other organisms, other species, into that organism. So if you take a look at the studies that were done as early as 1999, there's the generation of transgenic Hydra. I just explained what that meant. You take DNA from one organism and you incorporate it into another.
Got it.
And this is done, you can do this in different stages, but this one was done in the embryonic development phase of Hydra. And Hydras take anywhere from 2 to 24 weeks to come to full, incarnation, if you will, in normal circumstances. But what this says clearly is the focus of this proposal will be generation of transgenic Hydra. So to create a Hydra that is made up of multiple species. This is going back to 1999. It says that the Hydra embryos at the blastula stage will be injected with a small fraction of DNA resulting in hatchlings containing the viral genome, suggesting stable integration. So it's fully integrating into the genome when it's in that embryonic development. And Carrie Madej saw images that looked like that under the microscope, that looked like a blastula, an embryonic blastula. It also says that the second approach will use transposable elements with a broad host range of specificity. So hosts from amoebas to insects, and potentially to humans now that they have Ares. transposable elements is when the PCR, when the codons can copy paste and jump, can jump amongst themselves to create mutant species, if you will, and mutant things.
All of this going on inside of your body.
Some people, it's going on inside of their body. Now, keep in mind, too, on the last show, we talked about there's four delivery devices in there. There's the nanospheres, the nanodiscs, the graphene oxide tubules, which I think are actually part of teslaphoresis. But we know there's multiple delivery, those bubbles and discs. They have things in them. And then they have biomarkers to go to specific parts of your body. So maybe some people, they had a biomarker that had a transgenic hydra that went to their spinal cord in their brain, which caused these Huntington diseases, right? Other people, we know they were targeting the heart. So these blood clots, and Dr. Carrie Madej, we talked about this. I talked with her on Monday about this. The blood clots, if the hydra is delivered into your heart and it's got the Aries artificial intelligence, and it also has integration from the human genome because they were collecting that from us all throughout 2020 and continue to do that at many schools and colleges and high schools, they're demanding weekly or biweekly tests just to go to school from these young children and adults. So anyway, so there's a biomarker with the Hydra, it's got the human codes in it and it goes to the heart. And then through the AI, what it's doing is it's rebuilding the heart organ. It's intelligent enough to do that.
So a while ago, I said, why would they want genocide? If the quest here is after power and money and compliance and complete domination and ruling and reigning eternally, why would you want to just kill everybody? Then who are you going to reign over? You're just going to reign over your rich buddies? I mean, you're just going to be a small group of people here on the planet. How satisfying is that really? But they're replacing you. They're not just killing you. The idea here is to replace you with a completely subservient being.
I think there is some genocide going on. It's multiple, right? These people are sociopaths. They don't respect human life. It's hard for us to understand that, but when...
It's not hard to understand. It's not hard to understand at all. Just yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, I watched as this faux, fake, Marxist installed regime, so-called presidential administration, announced that they're going to start injecting kids as young as 5 years old. So it doesn't surprise me at all. These people are sociopathic psychopaths, and these people do not care or value life. Your kids, they're coming for your kids. And what's next? What's next? I'll tell you what's next. The superintendents at your school districts that have been paid millions of dollars by this federal government to impose these unconstitutional mask mandates against the will of American parents, superseding the wishes of parents with no authority whatsoever to do so. There's no code. There's no statute that allows school boards to independently act as physicians or doctors or prescribe medical devices be strapped to your children. You're allowing it. That's what's happening here. You're allowing it. And then they're getting millions of dollars from the federal government to do it. That's why they're doing it. Not in the name of health and safety. Of course, no kids, virtually zero kids are affected by COVID. They don't spread it. They don't get it. They don't die from it, period. Unless they're super underlying conditions. Now what they're going to do is the same thing with the vaccines. Now that the vaccines are going to be so-called approved for emergency use authorization for children, they're going to mandate that your kids have these shots before they go to school. They're going to back you into a corner, which is why we need to reach out to people like Leela Centner, the Centner Academy down in South Florida, and people need to start their own patriot schools. No vaccine, no masks, no, none of that is required here. I'm telling you, they're coming for your kids. They are going to show up at your door and tell you, bring me your children. This needs to be the line. This needs to be where it stops. And I don't know, Karen, you're on here bringing this information, and Dr. Carrie Madej, this needs to get to lawmakers who are actually going to do something about this. I mean, I don't know if Senator Rand Paul has any sway anymore. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know who can stop this. But clearly, there needs to be a bigger and broader, more honest fight by our elected representatives about this, because everybody who's remaining silent on the deaths and the injuries that this thing is causing in Americans and global citizens around the world is complicit in this. This needs to be stopped right now. So who do we have to reach out to? Who do we have to be pushing this information in front of? I know as an analyst, you don't have all of the answers. You're doing your damnedest on here every day, and so am I. And this thing is being shared all over the place. But we're reaching a point now where there's got to be a line in the sand. They are coming for our kids.
I just want to be clear, there's two areas that have been completely unregulated by our government. One is artificial intelligence, and the other one is biotech. It's been completely unregulated. These monsters have been creating hybrid chimeric creatures using human beings and human genetic material and converging them, right, with other animals and species and insects and whatnot. This goes on in the labs. At this point, they think it would be much more fun and powerful and get off on actually what you said, doing this to us and to our children. They want to take the children and now do their hybrid insect hydra monkey experiments on them. And we have walked away from God. This is a product of a godless society. Make no mistake. There's God made man and God made woman. We are different. And these people that are wishing that everyone becomes a birthing person, people have been injected with a parasite, and a parasite that breeds, that has multiple genetic codes in it and is developing in your body. And be careful what you wish for if you are a man and want to give birth to something. This isn't meant to terrify people, but we are under a terrorist attack by a global organization. Make no mistake about that. Our government is not for us. Under the PREP Act, that was thrown out the window. If they say there's a threat to national security, what's in their best interest is what the government deems. And if our government is working on behalf of a global terrorist group, then that might be the destruction of Americans. And everyone knows you cannot defeat the American military, the American people. In order to do so, you would have to have us concede, and you'd have to deceive us in order for us to concede to tyranny and self-inflicted harm and eventually suicide or execution. And that's what's happened. Make no mistake. I mean, just make no mistake. You know, people are saying VAERS is side effects. It's not. These are intended consequences. Look at the databases. If this wasn't intended, and we have over 17,000 deaths, we've got thousands of children dying and tens of thousands of children with heart inflammation. If this isn't intentional, then why hasn't it stopped?
I'm out of time. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Well, as we age, our IGF-1 levels decrease, which can lead to a gradual deterioration in energy, in muscle growth, and in immune function. You don't want that. Pro athletes are taking this. Health-conscious consumers are taking IGF-1 Plus to help replenish natural IGF-1 levels and support their health. It's this thing right here. You spray it in your mouth a couple times a day. How do you benefit from this stuff? Well, it helps to promote a powerful immune system. I think that's pretty important in times like these, with viruses just floating around like we've never seen before, people getting really sick from these chimerically engineered experiments at the hands of the sociopathic Tony Fauci, Bill Gates, and others. It helps promote weight loss. Morbidly obese people are struggling with things. You want weight loss? Here you go. It helps to build lean muscle and strength. That's why pro athletes take this stuff. Help to boost the IGF-1 levels naturally. Go to the clinical study links that are right there at keystolife.shop. It's on the screen right now. For those of you listening to audio only, go to keys2life.shop. Boost your energy levels, promote endurance. It promotes healthy, flexible joints, supports muscle recovery from workouts. It helps even support anti-aging. And right now, if you go to keystolife.shop, keys2life.shop, you're going to get buy one, get one free, plus 50% off on the product if you put it on auto ship. And you want to put it on auto ship because this isn't something that you spray it in your mouth for one day and you turn into Super Hulk. Okay, this is something that you want to take for 3 or 4 months at least to give it a try, but you'll want to be on it eternally after you try it for those 3 or 4 months. I'm on my 4th month right now experiencing the benefits. Go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Buy one, get one free, plus 50% off on the product when you put it on auto ship at keys2life.shop. Well, as we've emphasized on this show plenty of times, it's not enough to elect Republicans to office right now. We need America First Republicans who will oppose idiotic foreign wars, reject critical race theory poison, keep tranny propaganda out of public schools and life in general, secure the border, secure our elections against fraud, stand up to Wall Street, tear down the tyranny of Big Pharma. Now, an endorsement from President Trump should be one of the best ways to distinguish America First candidates from rhinos and phonies. But right now, sadly, it's not. For example, a month ago, out in Wyoming, President Trump picked Harriet Hagman as the person to challenge Liz Cheney for the seat. Now, Nobody was supporting Hagman prior to that pick. She wasn't considered a contender. She had no grassroots support. What she does have, though, is a long-running friendship with Liz Cheney. Seriously. Oh, and in 2016, she was on the floor of the RNC plotting to steal the nomination from President Trump and hand it over to Ted Cruz instead. In Arkansas, there's a superior America First candidate in Jan Morgan who's challenging the worthless Rhino incumbent John Bozeman. Morgan is the founder of 2A Women, a strong Second Amendment advocate. She's a law enforcement firearms trainer. She's the national spokesperson for Citizens for Trump. She truly is Arkansas's America First candidate. Too late. Trump has already endorsed Bozeman, who, by the way, publicly blames President Trump for a so-called violent insurrection on the 6th of January. And really, this pattern goes back to the very beginning of Trump's presidency. Remember the Senate special election in Alabama in 2017? There were a lot of good people Trump could have endorsed, but he was pressured into endorsing Luther Strange because he was the most electable. Of course, he was so electable, he didn't even win the primary. And then Roy Moore had the election stolen from him in the same way President Trump did, by big tech, by the Democrats, and by the establishment Republicans, which is a story in and of itself, and we'll be getting to that on another day. But why does President Trump make these bad endorsements? Well, as we reported last month, some people close to the president say that people in Trump's inner circle are simply selling his endorsement. Corey Lewandowski, Bill Stepien, and others. So what's the fix to that? Honestly, the only fix is for President Trump to do the work himself, to get better people around him, to research who he's backing before handing out his endorsement willy-nilly. And if he doesn't learn to do that and he runs for president again in 2024, then he shouldn't be surprised if things go the same way as in his first term, getting betrayed by the people around him, being abandoned by the members of his own party. 16 years ago, Tana Gertz was a runner-up on The Apprentice. A decade later, she linked back up with the president by joining his campaign for president as a surrogate. She then repeated that role in 2020, and she joins us now. Tana, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And man, your opening has me so fired up. I'm ready to get the heck on a plane to Mar-a-Lago and say, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, how important is it that the president gets this under control?
It's so important. I mean, everything is riding on this. It's insanity. And I want to know who is advising him. He's making horrible mistakes. You just mentioned all those other states. What just happened in Iowa with Senator Chuck Grassley, who was so adamant about it was Trump's fault about January 6th. He was the idiot who voted for the infrastructure bill. And Donald Trump said, he sent out that email saying, it would be hard for me to endorse anyone foolish enough to vote for that stupid infrastructure bill. And what does he do on October the 9th? He endorses Chuck Grassley when we have an excellent America First candidate running to take his spot.
Corey Lewandowski has four houses, one of them worth $1.2 million in Naples. Bill Stepien has been outed by some of the closest people to the president as he's just selling these endorsements. Does the president not know what's going on here? I mean, how is this happening, in your opinion?
You know, you're so right. Now, I don't know what they're doing, but I do know I had an opportunity to make a lot of money by using my resource close, being close to the sun with Donald Trump, but I didn't do it. Why? That's not what I was getting paid to do.
Because you're not a trader. That's why. Simply put.
I'm a damn businesswoman. I earn my living. I did a dang good job getting President Trump elected the first time when nobody believed in this man. He had to win this state if he was going to be the president. And he gives me a lot of that credit, actually most of it. But besides that, I had an opportunity to make money off of his name, but I didn't do it because that wasn't what I was hired to do. These people are all getting rich. He has to know it. However, he probably doesn't believe it. But I'll tell you what, it's to the point where what he did on October the 9th was so critical in this state of Iowa that our base is fractured. People were texting me. I was speaking in Florida. People were texting me, diehard Trump supporters. They would like walk over hot coals for this man. They said, I just left the rally. What the heck did he just do? I warned them, meaning close people, not the swampy creatures that are around him. I warned that he better not do this when we've got an America First candidate running for U.S. Senate, who is a pro-Trump supporter from day one. Chuck Grassley never liked Trump. He barely even wanted to get on stage with Trump. And Trump knows this. Yet, why? I have no idea. But I honestly, like I said, I want to go to Mar-a-Lago, get face-to-face with him, because he knows he can trust me. There are a few people he can trust.
Well, it concerns me with a lot of endorsements still hanging out there that the president is going to start losing his base. I mean, he's making these endorsements. Grassley is a great example. I mean, he's on stage at a rally in Iowa with the president. This is absolutely eye-popping for me. What are you doing? I mean, I'm just sitting there in disbelief, almost the same way that I am every single time President Trump says to go get vaccinated. These things are very concerning for a Trump 2024 potential run, just because the base is throwing their arms up in the air, looking at him going, "What? Who are you? What is going on?" I mean, does that concern you?
Oh, it concerns me terribly. I've had numerous people say, "It's so sad. Trump is part of the swamp." I said, "I'm going to have to stop you there. I know this man well, love this man. I don't believe he's part of the swamp. The swamp is encompassing him. He doesn't have loyalists like me, Steve Bannon, and a few other who literally would tell Trump, like I did, you're making a mistake. Don't endorse this squid," I said to him. And he goes, "Why, Tana? So-and-so said I should." The guy never wore the MAGA hat. I go, "The guy's a never Trumper. What the hell are you doing here endorsing this man?" And nobody's ever said that to Trump, but I did. He needs those people that are in front of him going, "What are you doing endorsing Chuck Grassley? Did you hear the boos? You were booed. Chuck Grassley was booed off a stage. Off of the stage in Iowa."
As he should have been.
As he should have been. He was the one saying, "This election was fair. Trump and Tana and people like that need to settle down. Biden won." Excuse me? No, Jim Carlin for U.S. Senate was saying, "This election was stolen. We need election integrity. And let's get to the bottom of this voter fraud." Huh, where'd that go?
China won. That's who
China
won.
China won. You're right.
When you go to Mar-a-Lago, Tana, I want to go with you. I got a laundry list of things that I'd like to bend the president's ear for just about 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking, just for about 5 minutes.
That's all we need is 5 minutes. And you know what? Every day, Stu, I just got somebody from Kansas going, "What is he doing endorsing this, they call it Frank Moron. What is he doing endorsing a guy who is a never Trumper?" And honestly, it goes back to the people that are circling him that say, "This is a good idea."
Steve Bannon referred to all of this as the original sin of the presidency when Reince Priebus came in. Katie Walsh was ousted from the West Wing years ago for being a leaker to the Trump-hating Maggie Haberman. And now look at what's happening. The same exact thing is happening, and Katie Walsh is back. These people are the closest people to the president.
It's disgusting. And maybe it's because people like me said, "Hell no, I don't want to work there. I don't want to be any part of this establishment, elitist squid mentality. I like people with guts." Trump has guts. I don't know who's advising him, but whoever is making a huge mistake. And the base is fractured for sure.
Or it's on purpose, which is even worse. There are a lot of people close to the president, namely in his own family, that would prefer to go back to a pre-Trump political era, people that enjoyed their ultra uber liberal lifestyles, Jared Kushner. Yeah. And the people that are around the president now that are incumbents or candidates that are screaming, "I'm MAGA, I'm America first, I'm a Trump Republican," are lying. They're lying. Yeah. There's a lot of fake MAGA going around out here, and it's going to detrimentally damage the president. I hope he gets it under control. Let me know when you go down to Mar-a-Lago, and I want to join you. Tana Gertz.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with the nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton, with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow. And to thank you for all your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get my dog beds for as low as $19.99, or for a limited time, you can get my six-piece towel sets, regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. the lowest price ever with your promo code.
So when I say things like they're coming for your kids, it's not meant to scare you, it's meant to inform you. And if it does scare you, I don't really care because I don't care about your feelings. I care about your future and I care about the future of your kids. Deanna Lorraine joins us now. That's the subject of today's Shots Fired. You see a doctor in Telegram running around saying some pretty horrific things about kids and this inoculation.
Right. Well, we know already that the doctors are vehemently, aggressively pushing pregnant women to get vaccinated. And they're saying, hey, go out and get vaccinated. And if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, go get your vaccine because that's going to spread the antibodies to your children. It's going to pass them off to those babies because, you know, you want all those spike proteins being passed to your babies. Well, this is a Dr. Scott McLaughlin. It's being passed around social media and Twitter. I'm just going to read his direct tweet and then we'll analyze it. He says, I've just had a conversation with an upset midwife in a large 8,000 plus births per year hospital delivery unit. They've had a cluster of babies born this month who have been seemingly born healthy, but died within 48 to 72 hours from pulmonary hemorrhage. All of these babies, the same cause of death. And guess what they found? The common factor is all of their mothers vaccinated their child either before birth or during breastfeeding. Okay, so what does this mean? I mean, this is not a coincidence. And he says here, I don't really believe in coincidences, especially in this case, because this is a high number. Someone who's a doctor, this is a high number of pulmonary hemorrhages in children born with this who were healthy upon birth. So what's going on here? And then obviously, you know, just today, the White House is breaking the news that made the announcement that they are planning aggressively to supply over 38 million children ages 5 to 11 with the vaccine as soon as possible. They already have plans rolled out. They're going to authorize this vaccine as soon as possible to kids.
Deanna, so in the 12 to 17 year range where kids have already been jabbed.
Yeah.
We have seen this incredible uptick in myocarditis in young kids.
Right. Especially boys.
The study shows, yes, that young boys ages 12 to 17 are six times more likely to develop a severe myocarditis case, major heart issues, major heart complications as a result of being jabbed than they are to experience a serious illness from COVID itself. Because we know that this virtually affects no kids at all whatsoever. COVID-19, the chimerically engineered, intentionally released, taxpayer-funded, Tony Fauci sociopathic engineered virus, right?
Right.
They're six times more likely to have serious heart issues from the jab than they are to have a serious illness from that vaccine or from that virus. That's, do we have any reason to believe that that won't be passed on to kids in the age group of 5 to 11? I mean, come on, this is absolutely insane.
No, and the younger, this is also a creepy little piece in this report, the White House report, excitedly, aggressively pushing this towards kids. They said they're going to be having smaller needles for the smaller arms of kids. So along with those vaccine doses, they're going to be issuing these smaller needles for the small arms. So this is so disgusting. It's so vile and sinister. And of course, you know, kids are tinier, they're smaller, they're going to react in even greater amounts than what they're doing right now, but they're coming for our kids. That's the most important thing. And if you are a mother and you are taking this vaccine at this point, you're complicit in this murder. You don't know, there's no long-term studies about this. And these kids, where we're seeing reports of stillbirths and miscarriages, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, Stu. This is only the very short-term effects of this. What's going to happen in 1 year, 5 year, 10 years to these kids whose mothers thought it was really cool?
You know, sadly, a lot of them have been duped. A lot of them don't know about this program or other ones like it. A lot of them are reliant on the lying fake news media who's complicit in all of this. They listen to their TV.
And the doctors who are telling them this.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doctors. Yeah. If they're in a white lab coat, they've been brought up to automatically assume that those people are there to take care of their health and safety. It's a sham. It's a total hoax. It's devastating. And, you know, this is biblical. That's one thing that I know for absolute fact that these people who are going to say this is all going to be biblical, that's absolutely right. This is biblical. The Bible doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. Get into the word. Get right with God, because that is the only thing that is going to save us. And pray. Put your hand up to specific things and pray for them. God loves to fulfill prayer. Please ask him for help. And please, God, do not let our kids be the price that we pay for this evil. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
See you tomorrow.
Well, if you're listening here, then I know that you already love free speech. If you love free speech, you have to sign up for Gab. Go over to Gab and sign up. Follow me at Real Stu Peters. If you're already on Gab and you're not following me at Real Stu Peters, that's where the real conversation happens. When you're shopping at MyPillow.com, you're buying direct from a Patriot. Use promo code Stu and save bigly. Huge discounts using promo code Stu at MyPillow.com. Thank you to Governor Ron DeSantis for standing up against these vaccine mandates. Any company that mandates vaccines is going to be liable. That's how you govern with balls. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!